The leader of the Conservative Party of Canada chose Central Vancouver Island for a rally with the election just 3 days away. Pierre Poilievre attracted thousands of supporters to the Arbutus Meadows Equestrian Centre in the Neuse Bay on Friday, April 25. Poilievre spoke for close to an hour, talking about inflation and taxation among other topics. "Every day I meet young people who are giving up on hope. They believe they'll never be able to leave their parents' basement. I meet people in their middle age who are worried they are going to be evicted because their rent keeps skyrocketing. Seniors choosing between eating and heat," he said. He said inflation is the worst tax because it takes money from the working class and seniors and redistributes it to the billionaires. Poilievre talked about a father he met during the campaign who felt like a failure because he was working three jobs to support his family and lived in an apartment. Poilievre said that father isn't a failure, but a hero to his family. "The failure is the government that caused this out-of-control inflation through rampant money printing, overtaxation, and growing bureaucracy blocking everyone from creating, building and doing things," he said. Poilievre outlined his 100 Days of Change platform promise that if elected, a conservative government would delay any summer holidays until Parliament passes three large omnibus bills on affordability, safe streets and jobs. The Affordability Act would involve cutting consultants, foreign aid and bureaucratic excess to bring down the deficit, as well as cutting income tax by 15%. The Safe Streets Act would primarily impose harsher minimum sentences, while the Jobs Act would involve expansion of the energy sector and other resource development. The Conservative leader said his party believes in the idea that people should be able to get ahead through hard work and afford a home on a safe street under a proud flag. "Our purpose will be to unite our country around our common history, our common values, our common sense. We're going to see ourselves as Canadians first. We welcome people from all around the world, we welcome different cultures and traditions. But we also believe that when you come to Canada, you put this country first, you're part of a new national family. Everyone is welcome in that family," he said. "We will unite all Canadians for the purpose of the Canadian promise." Also speaking at the rally were Courtenay Alberni candidate Chris McNichol, Nanaimo Ladysmith candidate Tamara Cronus, and Pierre's wife Anita Poilievre. Election Day is Monday, April 28.